It's the Off Menu Podcast. Welcome. My name's Dan. I'm one of the hosts, and I'm here with John, who's the other host. How are you doing, John?
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, Dan. I'm very well, thank you. Very good. How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Had
Yeah.
some good food last few days. So
Oh,
that's
yeah.
much
What have you
good.
had?
Had a Flumps ice cream.
Oh, okay. Flumps ice cream.
Have you
Is
had
that in a
one of them?
tub?
No, it's like it's one of the ones from Iceland.
Oh, one of the Iceland ones.
Yeah, pretty good.
I've not had that one. We've got some more blackjack ones, which and I think we've got some fruit salad ones as well, which I've not tried, but yeah, they're very good.
No, I've not tried the fruit salad ones. I've tried the blackjack ones. They were good. I've tried the drumsticks ones.
Okay, yeah, how are they?
They're pretty good too, yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
yeah.
Went to Iceland Warehouse yesterday,
Yes.
and they had them all there again. I think they had
Okay.
more than before. They had those
Yeah.
like funny feet. Do you remember them from the 80s? Funny feet.
Yeah.
They had them,
Yeah.
and they
Okay.
got nougat ones,
Yeah.
which I thought that'd be quite nice. But
Yeah.
the thing is, with that, everything's in bulk, isn't it? So I ended up having to buy a massive box of the Flump ones. So it was like a box of 17.
Oh wow. Well,
So,
yeah.
but they're quite small,
But
but they do taste like Flumps, which is pretty good.
oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I'll definitely keep an eye out for 17 flumps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we're here to discuss the off menu of Daisy May Cooper.
Yep.
She is quite a character. I think the first time I listened to this, I didn't. She wasn't really on my radar. I'd not
No.
watched This Country. It was pre-Taskmaster. But having listened to it again with a better understanding of who she is, pretty good episode. And I do like Daisy. I think she's a great kind of great value.
The first thing I saw of This Country was it was like part of like a live show thing where they did a bit,
Okay.
and
Yeah.
they were just sat on stage on chairs,
Yeah, yeah.
her and her brother, and they were just
Okay.
doing a bit like a sketch, and it just
Yeah, yeah.
was not
Yeah,
funny.
yeah. No.
And like they
No.
never are anyway, those things,
Yeah, yeah.
I would say. And it was just like, oh man, what's this? This is awful.
Yeah.
And so I didn't
I
watch This Country for ages because of that. I was just like, oh, it
Okay.
looks bad. I mean, yeah, but I do like it now.
Yeah,
I do
yeah. I
like it.
think
It's good.
seeing something like that, and that reminds me of, I think there was like some kind of concert, like a Diana concert, and Ricky Gervais came out on stage, and it was at Wembley, and Ricky Gervais came out on stage as David Brent, and then oh, what's the guy called?
Tim?
No, not Tim. Gareth.
Oh,
See,
yeah.
and then Gareth, Mackenzie Crook comes out as Gareth, and they do a bit on stage, and it is so awkward. It is so awkward, and I think anything like that is enough to like put you. If I'd watched The Office, so I was like, oh, this is just terrible. But
Yeah.
if you'd not seen The Office, it's enough to put you off.
Yeah. I don't know why people do it, 'cause it's. Oh, I guess what? Well, I guess people pay to go and see it, and some people enjoy it, don't they? It's like when they did the Little Britain live show and like the League of Gentlemen live shows. I'm sure they. I imagine they were probably good in their own way, but to me, it just seemed like they came on and everyone's just waiting for them to say the catchphrase.
Oh yeah,
And then.
definitely. Yeah. It is a best of, isn't it? And I don't know if it's one of those where you have to be in the audience to enjoy it. If you're watching it on
Yeah.
DVD, it's just like, this just isn't very good.
Was gonna say, I bought the League of Gentlemen one like cheap, like I think it was like second hand. I thought, well, I'll watch it, and because I really like League of Gentlemen, and I know they kind of did a lot of stage stuff before the TV show, and so they did like the main characters and everyone kind of was like, "Hey!" when they did the catchphrases and stuff, which was
Yeah,
kind of
yeah, yeah.
annoying. And then they did like separate things, just like sketches where they were just like in suits, which I think is how they used to do it when they first started out. And because it was so far away from what I expected League of Gentlemen to be, I was just like, well, this is rubbish too. And actually, that's probably the better stuff.
Yeah, in
You can't
hindsight,
win with
yeah.
it. You can't win.
No, but you gotta make some money. That's probably the easiest way to do it, isn't it? Put on a live show.
Some of my work colleagues, they went to, well, one of them said they went to a Peter Kay tribute.
Oh God, okay. Right. Yeah, yeah,
That's
yeah.
like the ultimate sort of like worst version, isn't it? Having
Yeah,
like
where
just
it's just like you're going there not expecting not to hear anything new because it's that's oh man.
Guaranteed.
I think that'd be quite funny though, just having someone who's just like not Peter Kay,
Yeah,
just
maybe.
do Peter Kay's material. And I think what it would be a brilliant idea. So I went and saw Milton Jones a few years back, and his support act was Milton Jones as a character,
Okay, yeah.
and that was quite interesting. I would love to see Peter Kay's stand-up tour where his support act was a Peter Kay lookalike. I think that would be brilliant.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
But I guarantee that that show is just a fat man shouting garlic bread.
Yeah. Before we get into the episode of Daisy May Cooper, let's do a little bit of food news, shall we?
Food news in my face, it's food news, yum yum.
So my food news this week, Dan, is related to your experience of going to Iceland. I thought you were almost gonna tell me about my food news, but luckily you tiptoed around it. But Iceland, our favourite food news shop, still waiting for it to be sponsored by Nicolas Cage. We're still waiting for Nick Cage to come along and be the face of Iceland. But Iceland have released two new ice creams. One is a strawberry flavour, one is a blue raspberry flavour. Yes, my friends, it's Slush Puppy.
Yes, I did see this yesterday, actually. I did
Yes.
see this. I don't really get it.
I figured it's kind of. Is it going to be slushy? I presume
Yeah.
it's going to be like sorbet. It's not going to be ice cream. I hope it's not ice cream. I hope it's not creamy. I want it to be sorbet. I want it to be slushy. So they've released them. An Instagram foodie has spoke about this, saying both the blue raspberry and strawberry flavors are absolutely delicious. We did not know what to expect, but they have really surprised us. I have to contend with that because surely you know what to expect
Yeah, they must do.
when it's Slush Puppy ice cream. The flavors are strong, which is perfect. Plus, just look at those colours.
I'm just looking at, I'm just getting a picture up because I'm curious.
So they've been released and they have 5-star reviews. Fans of either Iceland or Slush Puppy have said, one wrote, "Iceland trip soon." It's not nothing to do with the Slush Puppies. Another comment was, "Okay, I can get on board with this." And a final commentator on this news said, "We need these for cocktails." So, I guess that could work.
What cocktail would you have for that?
I don't want to, right, I don't want to make any sweeping statement of Iceland customers because I am one. But surely, I reckon a cocktail in the eyes of an average Iceland customer is probably just shoving a load of vodka into whatever's lying around. So, I might be wrong. As I said, I'm a customer, but I think the generalization is, yeah, they'll just.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's quite fun, I guess. I mean, I've not thought about
Yeah.
slush puppies for a long time.
No. I think they've come up in the podcast when we've talked about delicious blue foods.
Oh, yeah, maybe,
That's
yeah.
naturally blue. So they came up in that context. But yeah, otherwise, slush puppies don't come up often. They've also released Squeezy Fridgelicious Ice Pops, which are those long, thin ones that you used to get after school. And in four different flavors: red cherry, lemon and lime, strawberry, and blue raspberry again. And they cost £9, but you get 100 pops.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's a
That
lot
is
to
pretty
invest
good.
in, though. That's a lot of.
Yeah, similar to the flumps, isn't it? You've got to know that you're going to enjoy them.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite. It's not a bad thing. It's just you'd probably be sick of them by the end if it's just you eating them, which it would be for
Yeah.
me. Vature wouldn't have them.
No. But yeah, so that's food news.
Okay.
Again, I can't promote this enough, but Iceland just nail things on the head. They, you know, they're at the we have enough stories about new products that are just a bit weird and they don't really work and the marketing teams are failing. But then you have someone like Iceland who are just they are just smashing it, aren't they,
They
really,
are,
with
yeah, they're
their new
doing
food
great.
releases.
Yeah. I was gonna say, this isn't really food news because, well, it's not food news. Well, it is, but it's just talking about Iceland. But yeah, you get it. Did you see that? Have you seen that Big Daddy burger?
Iceland?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, no.
It's like I think they. I'm not sure if they did it for Father's Day. I bought one because I thought I'd give it to Dad, but
Okay.
because we weren't able to get there in the end, it's just in my freezer. I was going to bring it up next week when we're for the listener. We are helping our parents move house next week. But I don't know if I'll have a freezer going by then, so I don't know whether to bring it then either.
I would say I can let you know that. I'll know on Monday.
Okay,
Sorry,
great.
listeners, this is admin.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna help move them on Monday. You'll arrive on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll give you a text,
Okay,
let you
good.
know if there's a freezer.
Okay. But it's this burger, the Big Daddy burger, it's a cheeseburger, and it is
Yeah.
a pounder.
Okay.
It's a whole pound burger, so it's like four quarter
Wow.
pounders worth of
Wow.
burger. You
Okay.
have to cook it in the oven.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty good. We watched a
Is
video. So go on.
it assembled? Is it like a kind of, is it like a rustler's style, or is it kind of, you get the elements and you build it?
No, it's just the burger
Oh,
patty.
is it just the burger? Okay.
So it's
Oh,
like
wow.
£3 for the burger, and you cook it
Yeah.
in the oven, and then you have it on your a big bun or whatever. We watched a video of a guy reviewing it and tasting it because I kind of want to know what it tastes like. So this is a guy that I've seen a few. He reviews quite a few Iceland things actually. It's called
Yeah.
Pepperoni.
Okay.
Kind of entertaining. Shout out to
Yeah,
Pepperoni
yeah.
if he's listening. But
Yeah.
he's got his own style, which is quite fun. But look, yeah, he said it pretty good. So it looked quite
Yeah,
good.
yeah, yeah. Okay.
So this big old
Okay.
burger. But
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, so they got that, and also the have you seen they've got the Harry Ramsden's range now?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
Oh man, it's good.
have you tried it? Yeah.
Yeah, we had the fish and chips and the
Oh,
curry
man.
sauce and mushy peas
Yeah.
last weekend, and
Yeah.
yeah, really good, really
Oh,
good.
man. Oh, man.
Like the curry sauce is exceptional, actually.
Is it? Is
Yeah.
it really? Oh, God. We'll have to tell Dad. I'll tell Dad when I'm going to meet Dad for a coffee
Oh
after this. More outside of this the podcast universe. But yeah, I'm gonna meet him for a coffee, and I'll let him know about
Yeah, good. Yeah.
the Harry Ramsden's curry sauce.
But they
But can I
do.
just say? Oh,
Sorry,
go
go
on,
say.
carry on, Dan. Is
But
there more?
they also do fish goujons, which I remember having from Harry Ramsden's, and they do battered sausages.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
Which I bought some of them yesterday, I'm going to have them soon. Okay, so I had a bit of a journey with this. I started out, this is something that came up on the off-menu fan group on Facebook. Someone posted a picture of Heinz mayonnaise Oreo flavour.
Heinz mayonnaise, no. Is that real?
Well, it turns out it's not.
Okay.
But it was
okay.
It was a photoshopped sort of joke.
Yeah, right, okay. That's good. Because just very quickly before before you go into yours more, I would probably think that was real because my other food news was potentially that Doritos have done a strawberry and cream flavour Dorito.
Yeah, that was my other food news.
Is that your food news?
That's what I'm building to, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry, Dennis. Stop the build-up. So, yeah, so that's where you ended up with it then. So you found out that Oreo Heinz baked beans doesn't exist. Did you go straight into the Doritos story? Or
No. So what happened then was I looked for another one and I found Oreo. It was nacho cheese covered Oreos.
Right. So you know you get real.
So you know you get those ones that come in the pack and they're like covered in chocolate. So these ones were like covered in a nacho cheese coating.
Oh God. Right.
But yeah. Then it turned out again that was a fake.
Yeah. Okay.
And then from there I just typed in to as I usually do, looking for food news. Quite often it comes up to Delish, which is a good website, quite reputable, and this had top of the page strawberry and cream flavoured Doritos, and this looked completely legitimate. It was from the Doritos website. How far did you get with this?
I saw it and I thought it was one of them where I checked if it was real or not and saw that it was real. Saw that it was on their official Instagram page, maybe, and then thought that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. But it's in it's to do with Wimbledon, right? Is it?
Yeah. Well, then it turns out I read into the article, and then they later said that it was just a PR stunt.
So it's not real.
So it's not real, no. But it's a PR real. Stunt because. It was a PR stunt because they're going to be... I think it's to launch a competition to win tickets to Wimbledon. That was basically it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But okay. I think they were trying to get a rise out of the public, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's worked.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's food news.
Yeah, I mean, would you have gone for those at all? Strawberry and cream Doritos?
No. I think, right, if it had been strawberry and cream Pringles, I might have been more tempted than strawberry and cream Doritos. The thing with Doritos is that they coat each tortilla, don't they? That it's, you know, quite heavily coated. And, yeah, won't be nice. It would not be nice. But, yeah, maybe a different crisp. Maybe I would have. But what about yourself? Would you have gone for it?
I would have tried it, probably. I think probably would have been quite nice in a way, because, you know, corn's not too savoury, like a tortilla chip isn't too savoury. And the amount of coating they do put on, like, that could be quite good. But I was a bit disappointed that it was a PR stunt.
Yeah. And when you've got, like, it's not too far away from that actually being a real thing, right? So if it's a PR stunt, if they want to do a PR stunt, like, they should release a Dorito flavour that is flavoured like Andy Murray, because you know that's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Or like grass, if they say it's straight off, we've done a new flavour, it's grass flavoured from Centre Court, you know, we went down and we did a tasting session of set. I'd go, that is ridiculous. great PR, but the fact that they've done something that is like so close to kind of like something that is achievable, it is a bit disappointing when it turns out to be a PR stunt. Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess, and then it made me think, well, how many of the food news that we've talked about, maybe some of them were like PR things as well.
Maybe. Maybe.
We didn't look into it far enough, and I felt a bit betrayed.
With it being food news, I feel like, I hope that we're quite rigorous in our research, because we are an official news outlet.
Well,
we don't want to be spreading. We don't want to be spreading fake news. There's a fake news story that's gone around recently, that there was a story, and it was in the BBC, that there was a woman who gave birth to 10 children in Africa, and that turned out to be fake. And that's because the BBC didn't do their research well enough. Well, we're not the BBC. We're the off-menu, podcast. And I'd hope that our standards are much more rigorous.
Yeah, they are. And we don't charge people for the pleasure of it either.
Absolutely not. Unless you want to pay.
Yeah, but it's not like it's the off-menu podcast license fee.
Would be nice to make some money out of this, though.
Yeah, right? It would be good, yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to do that, though, John.
No. If anyone knows how we can make some money out of this... Because listeners, right, you listen to this, and whether you enjoy it or not, this is, I think, each episode, maybe up to an hour and a half. We cut it down, I edit it, we have to listen to them all again. This is a big project for us, so, you know.
We're not doing it for our enjoyment.
No, we don't enjoy this.
That's for sure.
we're not enjoying this. If you think we're enjoying this, you are so wrong. We come on, we present the news. We present the hard-hitting news of the week, and then we talk about an episode that we've already listened to.
Yeah. Like Benito asked us to do this, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, they have a Benito. We have a Glenito.
Glenito, yeah.
Secret ingredients.
So the secret ingredient this week, Dan, for Daisy May Cooper is celeriac. I was meant to look at what remoulade is. I don't know what remoulade is, but celeriac is a bit of a nothing ingredient, right?
Think so.
Celeriac mash, is that the only thing you can do with it?
Is it? It's like a root vegetable. Is it related? Is it? And it's related to celery. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's right.
Celeriac mash is probably just
I think it's meant to be healthier.
Yeah, probably.
I think celeriac is the kind of thing that was around in like centuries ago when, you know, there was probably. During the potato famine, there was probably a lot of celeriac knocking around.
We haven't always had potatoes, have we?
No, because roast potatoes especially.
Well, yeah, because roast potatoes were invented by Jamie Oliver in 1990. We know that, but potatoes were brought into this country by Anthony Worrell Thompson in 1980.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Was it Walter Raleigh? Brought them from Spain, is that right?
Did he?
I think so, yeah.
Well, what happened in Ireland with the famine?
Well, they didn't have any, did they?
Because they weren't there yet.
They weren't there yet, yeah.
Hi, do you have a reservation? Okay, and how many guests will be joining us today? Alright, if I can just have you follow me.
Cool. So, before they got into the bulk of the menu, we heard the fact that Ed told about pigs that get thrown into water, that because they can't swim, they end up kind of cutting their own throats with their trotters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has that made you feel bad at all, or?
I don't think it happens, so I'm not that bothered. But it's a good yarn. I'll say that much.
It's a very good yarn. Very good yarn. But yes. And then they also spoke a little bit about buffets. They asked Daisy what kind of food she likes, and they talked about buffets. They talked about global buffets. I think we've done a couple of buffets. We've done a few world buffets in different places around the world, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Your thoughts on a buffet? Yeah, we like them. They're good.
I think they can be good. I think they said that usually there's no one there who can cook the food from any region. They're just generic person who can't cook the local food or any world food. And they're trying to do everything. I disagree with that. You've been to a lot of Chinese buffets and they've sort of expanded into world food now. In that they have a couple of troughs of curry, and they'll put a pizza out.
Yeah.
Therefore world food. But yeah, I think most of them are there's a lot of Chinese people there. One of my favourite world food buffets is Jimmy Spicer's. Yeah. Have you ever been there, or have you heard of it?
I think we have, yeah. I think we went there to Jimmy Spicer's, yeah.
So that's really good, I think. Maybe that's because I go for the Indian food there, which is all really fresh, and it's home style as well. And all their chefs are Indian lads as well. So, obviously, because Birmingham, the one we go to, there's good curry in Birmingham anyway. And so, yeah. I think that's pretty good. I don't go for the Mexican stuff so much, but I think the Chinese stuff's okay there, and you can't really get it wrong, really.
But I think you can't get it wrong. And if you're walking into a buffet restaurant, you're kind of expecting a certain quality of food.
Yeah.
That is it's almost as long as it's kind of warm and it's edible, then.
Yeah.
And it's fairly tasty. You're not going there to have the best chow mein. You're not going there to have you're not going there to have the best cuisines. You're going there because it's an opportunity to feel sick and be so full you can barely walk afterwards.
Yeah, but I think they're pretty good. Maybe it's just the ones we've got here are quite good, and I'd say they're at least takeaway quality.
Food
and stuff. I will say there's probably a lot of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
In the world food buffet world, I guess. Jimmy Spicer's, to be fair, did mutton curries and
do you think that's his full name,
Jimmy Spicer's? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah I thought so.
James Spicer's,
yeah.
And his dad is old spices. So they do obviously they're trying to make a profit, so they're going to use cheaper meat. So maybe they use mutton because that's a cheaper meat and that's still nice. But I guess chicken's quite widely available. And I guess if you're buying it in bulk, then that's probably cheaper than any other thing. So most of the things will be chicken or vegetarian. But I'm all right with that. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. I think, as long as you go there expecting it, it's fine. And I agreed that it is of takeaway standard. It's as good as a takeaway meal. I think there's maybe ones in Chinatown, London, that maybe kind of are a little bit more restaurant standard. And then, of course, I think another thing that's kind of in London now is you can get dead fancy buffets, but then you are paying for that, and it is restaurant standard, and it is dead fancy, and it's not you're going there to spend a lot of money and you'll eat delicious food. But, if you want to spend £6 and have a pretty good meal, a buffet's great. Sparkling water. So water, Dan. Daisy chose sparkling. She's not that fussed on water, but she likes fizzy drinks. Her favourite being full fat Coke. And they went on to talk about the kind of, is it, it's become pretty common now to reference Coke as full fat Coke. Which, guess, yeah, it is the case now. Maybe they should change the name of it.
I think they should, because I got stung. I went to McDonald's a couple of weeks back, and I asked for Coke, and they gave me the full fat one, and I didn't want full fat because they charge you extra now, don't they, for the sugar tax?
They do, yeah.
So then I was like, oh, I should have said Coke Zero or whatever.
But yeah.
I think they should change the name. Yeah, I think that's they should do that definitely.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you said, they've got the sugar tax now, so if you go to most restaurants or anywhere, you're going to pay extra for full fat Coke more than any other soft drink, really. So maybe they should just change the name of it to full fat Coke, because that's what everyone calls it. That's what you have to call it if you want to get a full fat, and you have to call it Diet Coke if you want a Diet Coke. I don't think Coke exists in its own thing now. You have to refer to it either full fat or so. Diet or
and
zero.
If you say, can I have a Coke, then whoever's serving it has to then ask, oh, which one? Full fat or diet? Papa John's. Not bad. Papa John's.
Not bad. Papa John's or bread? Daisy chose bread. She wants freshly cut with butter. She wants it. It's the Hovis toasty white slice. She wants the thick cut. She wants it warm, 30 degrees body temperature.
Yep.
And her dad told her that that it's rude. It's bad etiquette to cut bread and butter it. You should tear and then butter, which kind of makes sense, because I like the idea that you can get more butter on torn bread than just a slice. And
well, I do that anyway, about
Something about like torn bread, not like a, if you tear a slice of Hovis, but if you have like a loaf and you tear a chunk off and then butter it, it almost sounds tastier than if you were to slice it.
Oh, it definitely is, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why tearing shares are so great.
Yeah, like a focaccia. I'd rather tear a focaccia than cut it.
Anyone who's cutting a focaccia needs to think about what they're doing in their life.
They can focaccia off.
Oh dear.
But Daisy also wants James to be playing the Hovis theme as well as the Rugrats theme on the piano.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Were you of the age of Rugrats? It was my kind of era. I don't know if
I think I watched it because you did.
Yeah.
And it was kind of on and there was nothing else on, so
yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a bit freaked out by the people.
Yeah, a little bit freaky. And I kind of like the fan theory that Angelica is imagining it all and the babies are actually dead.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It instantly makes me want to go through and watch a few episodes just to see if that holds up.
Did you ever hear the Friends fan theory that like Phoebe was like actually wasn't that part of the friendship group? She was like a homeless person and like a drug addict, and she was like just saw them through the window of the coffee shop and sort of created this whole sort of life where that she was involved with them.
That's amazing. That's so good.
I don't know where people get these ideas from.
There's like there's Line of Duty that because that finished recently. There was the fan theory that that Steve Arnott's character, after he got pushed over the railing and broke his back, that everything after that was all a dream.
Okay.
Because he was on like hallucinogenic drugs.
Yeah. What's your sparker? Answer me. What's your sparker? Answer me.
Right, so starter. Daisy chose razor clams, which are served with lemon and herb oil and breadcrumbs, like breaded, I think they're breaded kind of razor clams, that she wants from a restaurant that's near Somerset House. I had to have a little search of this because it's not come up. I've definitely not had them before, but it is what I kind of pictured, and I didn't know you could eat razor clams. I didn't know there was anything in them to be eaten.
I mean, I'd probably have a go if they were cut up. I like normal clams. I mean, they look a bit mad when they're not in the shell. And have you seen how they get them as well?
No, I've not.
You have to look this up. It's disgusting.
Right.
So, like, the way they catch them is, like, because they bury themselves into the sand after the tide's gone out. And to get them out, you sprinkle salt over the top of them. And then they kind of push themselves out of the sand to... To get the salt. But it's just a bit... It's really weird.
It's a trick. It's like, they get tricked.
Yeah, they get tricked, yeah.
Yeah.
But they... I've seen the shells, like, on, like, local beaches by us. Or, like, the Wibble. So they must be available to have a go at. But it looks proper freaky when they come up the sand like that. It's like they're aliens of some kind. And they probably are, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's how they did mention the kind of salting of them in the episode. So, yeah, I'd give that. I'll have to make sure I watch that. Have a little look and see how it's done. But, yeah, sounds like a weird process, but razor clams, maybe I'd give it a go. But I don't know if I'd... Maybe I would lick the shell. If it's lemon and herb oil,
maybe I'd lick
the shell as well. Why not? But it was also announced in the starters that Daisy is definitely not a dessert fan, and she said that desserts have no flavour at all. Which kind of set up for the rest of the episode quite nicely. It's a ridiculous statement. It's a ridiculous statement, but I like a statement like that. I like it when people say stuff that is just so wrong. It's quite funny.
Yeah, to me it seems like, I mean, I keep saying this, but it's like if someone said that to me, I think, oh, you're a fussy eater. But then like Daisy's choosing things which I wouldn't consider a fussy eater to probably have.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know whether... Oh, I don't know. It's a bit mad. It's a bit mad, this menu, frankly. But I think that's a mad opinion to have. And, you know, maybe she's like a super taster. Maybe that's the answer.
Like, there's another one out there.
A legitimate super taster, and she just didn't know it yet. Because
it is time for your main course. The main course, Daisy has chosen dim sum from London Chinatown. That's the name of the restaurant. Particularly where the staff treat you like shit, which I think we've talked about it before. You know, at my local Indian in London, the waiters kind of treated you like shit, and it was almost a bit, you go there just for that, and I think it adds to the kind of the atmosphere. It reminds me of, we were in Shrewsbury a couple of weeks back and we went to the pub and the guy serving us drinks in the pub was just really like, he had like a top knot and he had this kind of like look of like pure arrogance. Where he was just like, you sit down and because it's all table service, he could just come out, what do you want then? And it's like, it's just like, oh shit, what have you got? It's just like, what, like beers? Just like pure arrogance. And then we're just like, oh, we might go and sit at another table. Just go sit wherever you want. I'll come and find you. And then he comes out with the drinks and just like glaring around.
Yeah, forgot about that.
And then just goes. And then I had to kind of make eye contact, go, yeah, we're here. And he kind of gave the look of like, fuck you, I knew it was you all along. I was just carrying these drinks around. But I think that kind of like table service, that kind of waiting, it does add to kind of like the feel of the place. And I don't really mind it as long as it's like, it's not out and out rude. I would rather have that than some kind of like snobby teenager who doesn't give a shit about their job. I would rather have someone who's just like, just a bit peculiar.
I think I'd rather have that in a way than someone who's trying too hard because they want a tip.
Yeah.
Because if someone's like that, I'm just like, well, you're not getting a tip, that's fine. They're not expecting a tip.
Yeah.
Like we went to a restaurant, like this is years ago, I think it's like for Rachel's birthday, the first birthday we had together. Mm-hmm. We went to a restaurant and like the waiter, he knocked over a candle on the table and like got wax all over the place. And then consequently like our food was delayed because you had to like clear up the like the candle wax. I think some of it like got on my trouser as well. And it was just like, oh, you know, and he's like, oh, sorry, you know, fair enough, these things happen. And at the end of the meal, I gave him a tip, but it was only, like, I didn't give a full 10% tip. I just rounded it up to, like, I think it probably worked out, like, a 5% tip. Just because I rounded it up, I was like, well, you know, give him a bit of a tip, but also he did spill a candle. Like, it's gone over my... I mean, he's looking to get anything. And he just looked so offended. And it's just like, well, you're not entitled to this. It's my money. And like, I hate the... I mean, call me an arsehole if you want. But people always say like, oh, you got to tip the restaurant staff because that's where they make the money. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not my fault. That's not my problem. That's the manager's. If the manager's restaurant isn't paying them a decent wage when we're paying for a full meal, then that's on that's on the restaurant manager. Why have I got to pay the wages of a waiter? I've got to pay his national insurance contributions as well then, and here's some into your pension. It's madness. And also, when you do, because there was a thing where they had a while back where it's like, don't pay tips on card, because the restaurant just take it all off and they don't give it onto the waiters and waitresses. So it was like, well, most of the time you're paying on cards, so what do you do then?
I think it's changed since the pandemic that, you know, wherever, pretty much everywhere is now cashless. And I think that's changed, but I agree that it's it isn't like, you know, you go to some countries and it's you shouldn't pay tip, like it's quite rude if you do pay a tip. But over here, I think we've developed like that kind of American attitude that you have to tip, and I feel like in America it seems to be the case more so that they are paid like absolute pittance. While over here, you might get a decent wage. Like, you know, I don't know. There's like quite a lot of kind of minimum wage jobs out there now. You know, retail or whatever. You know, kind of basic office work. And then waiting, you know, is minimum wage as well, potentially. But I know a couple of people who do work in those kind of industries, and they're raking in probably another £5,000-6,000 a year just in tips, which then takes a basic minimum wage, which, you know, you go to Mackey's and they're not getting any tips. You go to other, you know, places and they're not getting tips. But then waiters, it's a hard job and it's unsociable hours, I wouldn't say it's worse. I wouldn't say it's harder than, you know, working in retail. I wouldn't say it's harder than working in Primark. or those kind of places. But there is just this etiquette that you kind of have to do it. And, you know, and especially when the service is shit, especially when you get, you know, when someone spills a drink on you, or, you know, spills wax on you, or gets the order wrong, or the food shit, or whatever, that it's still... And it's even got to the point now where a lot of places in London, almost everywhere in London, and I feel like it's branching out to other cities, now has a tip added onto the bill that you then have to actually ask for it to be taken off when it comes to paying.
Oh, right.
So they'll add 12.5% onto your bill, and then you have to say, can I not pay that? And then it's a load of faff. They have to go back and forth. They might get their kind of, you know, backs up about that a little bit. But yeah, I think pay them a decent wage. I shouldn't feel like there is this onus that you should tip people, especially when it's added to your bill, you know, without kind of you having a say in it, really. The main course, Daisy chose dim sum, which consisted of king prawn Cheng Fun, which is kind of a rice paper. It is, as she described it, a kind of an aorta tube in visualization. Also pork char siu, which delicious, crispy seaweed, salt beef croquette, delicious, and sweet and sour squid. She kind of assumes that it's going to be cooked the day before, so it's not exactly fresh. And she wants to, the place that she wants it from, they don't give her any cutlery, so she ends up using a soup spoon to cut up the food instead of, which sounds really difficult, instead of using the chopsticks. A pretty good main, I think. I think, you know, she's utilised it well by getting a few different things. There's a few, really delicious things in there. The salt beef croquette and the pork char siu. But what are your thoughts on that, Dan?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. The only thing I wouldn't have is the squid.
Yeah, probably. I'd maybe not have the squid. Maybe I'd maybe try the prawn. It's maybe not my kind of thing. But yeah, I think that's a pretty good main course. What do you want for your side? Right, so side. Daisy chose McDonald's fries. She said not Burger King, definitely not KFC, which caused a little bit of contention. James and Ed both said Burger King's fries are pretty good, which I think... I can't remember where I stand on this, but I think KFC's fries have got pretty good. They now do the skin on. Yeah, I like the skin on. Daisy doesn't like the skin on. She says... What did she say? She said that... she said no skin. She doesn't like the rippage.
Oh yeah.
with the no skin, with the skin on fries. But yeah, I think we've kind of talked about this very briefly about the best fries. What's yours, Dan?
I think so. Yeah. So mine's KFC.
Yeah.
Then it's Burger King. Then it's McDonald's. I've never. I can't really remember TGI's because that comes up, doesn't it? TGI fries.
Yeah.
Really remember them.
I think Daisy did get it wrong. And I think James kind of, he's right when he kind of says that growing up, the McDonald's fries are like the best things. Like you get dizzy just the thought of having McDonald's fries. But I think as you've got older, and I think because... McDonald's have never changed their fries either. They're exactly how they were as a child. I think Burger King have definitely changed their fries, as of KFC, and they're both like much better now. They're kind of towards that Five Guys standard.
Yeah, I think I just thought about Five Guys. Like they're the best ones, I think, probably.
Yeah. No, definitely. And they also mentioned Shake Shack, which they have like the crinkle cut fries, which...
Okay.
They're okay, I guess. But Five Guys, definitely the best fries, followed by, I think, KFC.
Yep. Amen.
Daisy wants to eat the McDonald's fries while watching Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, away from her husband and 2-year-old daughter. Which and then her McDonald's order was quite extravagant as well, but yeah, that's what she chose for a side.
It's quite a schizophrenic menu from this point. Like, I think it felt like the first half of it is like quite sort of like, oh, that sounds quite, you know, a bit fancy and like, you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this second half of it is kind of a bit mad, like the fact that she can only eat like a food watching like people making bad food on the telly, and she refuses just to sit at the table with her husband and child. It's just mad.
I think it's definitely a menu of two halves, and I think from the fries onwards it goes a bit rogue. I think, you know, even the main course is fine and anything before that. But yeah, from this point onwards, it is just a bit mad. Which drink will I decide? What do I buy? Which drink will I decide? What do I buy? On that note, the drink choice is a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc, no particular one. She just wants one that's 13%, and she just wants the one glass. Would you ever feel comfortable enough to order a bottle of wine in one glass?
No, probably not.
Yeah, would you kind of cautiously
order
two glasses?
I don't know if I would order a wine just for myself, like a whole bottle, like in a restaurant or hotel.
Yeah.
Like if I was drinking a whole bottle of wine alone, I'd probably just nip around to Sainsbury's. And get one and then just drink it out of like, I'd have to drink it then out of one of the free cups in the hotel.
One of those plastic ones.
Yeah, that they have in the bathroom for like putting your dentures in or whatever.
Yeah, one of those plastic ones that you get one and it has to be used for drinking to hold your toothbrush upright. And presumably to put your dentures in as well. And you have one for the duration of your stay.
I'd use one. I'd use that. But, like, I don't know if... Like, I wouldn't go to a I wouldn't drink a whole bottle of wine at a restaurant.
No.
So a hotel would be the only time I would be drinking that amount alone. Or at home. I would... I mean, a hotel price for a whole bottle of wine is going to be a lot, isn't it? I'd definitely be down to the corner shop and do that, I think.
But I agree where that attitude comes from, though, because I think if maybe my equivalent is if I'm in Greg's and I order two sausage rolls and they go, do you want it in two bags or one? I'll say two bags. And also, I did this the other day, actually. I went to McDonald's and got 20 chicken nuggets. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I did this again the other day, that I then get two portions of fries to make it look like I'm sharing the nuggets out, when in actual fact...
You're not sharing them.
I'm eating the whole lot myself. 20
nuggets.
Yeah.
Wow, John, that's
a
lot.
I don't think I managed the 20. I think I got to maybe 13... But you know, I like to have the option there. I don't know how many I'm going to eat. It's hard to know. How many nuggets do you eat? 4's not enough. 6
well,
is
no,
enough.
And that's the best value. 20 is the best value.
Absolutely, yeah. Once you're looking more than, so to get 6 nuggets, it's about £4.
Yeah.
To get 9 nuggets, it's about £4.80. To get 20, it's £4.99. How's that happened?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like they don't have to do maths at McDonald's. It's mental. It does really irritate me, actually, the fact that like that bulk buying thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had a whole 20 to myself. We've kind of shared them, and I would say I probably eat more than Rachel, just because I eat quicker.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Have you done the KFC one? Is that like 20 wings, 20 hot wings and bucket.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I think
I've done that.
I'd probably do that. And maybe if I did that, I'd have to ask for... Yeah, I probably would do the same as you, actually. Ask for two fries.
Two fries.
Yeah. But then also, that would just be for, like, well... For proportions as well, because... You don't get a lot of fries at KFC.
No.
And if you've got that many wings, then, you know, you want to have a bit of in-between time with some fries, don't you? Tell me dessert, baby. Sweet sugar on my lips. Talk about dessert, baby.
Oh, but no cheese. On to the dessert. Or, well... is it a dessert? I don't know. It's Pizza Hut salad, 70% croutons. She wants bacon bits, beetroot, honey and mustard dressing. So there's no salad in there. It's a pizza. Is there?
No.
It's a Pizza Hut salad, but without any salad apart from the beetroot. James, he's obviously annoyed. Ed suggests that the honey and the honey and mustard dressing makes it a dessert, which James replies, you're just being like Piers Morgan, you're just saying stuff to Riley, which is totally true.
Yeah.
We had last week, in last week's episode, the Sophie Duca chose Japanese whiskey, which, considering the menu that she had, it kind of worked. But this is just kind of the end of kind of such a bizarre menu.
No,
it's a menu that has taken a weird turn at some point.
It's so weird to have that for pudding.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Like, if she was my friend and we went out and she did that, I'd be like, well, we're not going out with them at all again. Like, it's just too weird. Yeah.
I wouldn't even find it funny, I don't think. I'd just be like...
No.
Oh, what? Like, not only, like, if you're going to the salad bar and you're saying this is a really good kind of way to finish a meal.
Yeah.
Why are you getting, like, some of the worst parts of the salad bar?
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't get it. It's
you know, like... if she chose, like, a nice salad as her dessert, I'd be like, that is bizarre, but okay.
It's like a palate cleanser.
The fact that it's... croutons, bacon bits, beetroot, honey, mustard dressing. It's not even food. It's just items.
Yeah, it's really odd. It's really odd.
Yeah.
Like, do you think this was done on purpose? Like, do you think it was done to wind James up?
No, I think this is...
legitimately have this.
I think this is legitimate. The way that the menu's turned, the fact that she doesn't eat dinner with her... young daughter and husband.
Yeah.
the fact that she just wants a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc and 30%. There's a comment that's made by James saying you've driven here knowing that this is what you were going to pick, and she says yeah. And I think that's what, and you know, the whole thing, the way she talks about buffets and how her kind of, like, you know, her character on This Country is quite close to her real life.
Yeah.
I think that I'm not really that surprised that this is the case. I'm surprised that the rest of her menu, the razor clams and the dim sum, is like pretty interesting food. I'm not really surprised about it being Hovis bread. I'm not really surprised about the bottle of wine and the Mackey's fries.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe a Pizza Hut salad as dessert is... It's bizarre. It's bizarre.
That's like your dream dessert as well.
Daisy May Cooper, fun guest, weird food. What do you reckon, Dan?
I thought it was a good episode. I don't make the menu probably that much. Just like the end of it, just for the pudding alone, it's just ruined it, I think, for me. And
I think for value, I think this is an incredible menu. I think it's a great episode. Ooh. I think the dessert goes down in history as one of the worst desserts.
Yeah.
We've had, I think we get people in upcoming episodes who choose not to have a dessert, and I'd say that this is worse than choosing not to have a dessert.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I definitely agree. Well, it's just like, actually, the meal, if it was up until that point, I think it's probably like, oh, it's okay. I mean, even the having fries with dim sum is probably like, I'd go for that, probably.
It's great. Yeah, definitely, but definitely.
Just the Pizza Hut salad, it's just, it's so weird. And like, I just,
yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't even have that as a starter, that, like, that combination of salad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a really bad salad, regardless of whether it's dessert.
Disgusting.
They're horrible. They are horrible. And the croutons, they're not fresh.
No.
Which then leaves the beetroot, which is one of the worst things within a regular salad. And then you've got honey and mustard dressing, which, in terms of dressing, well, it's okay, but, you know, when it's drizzled on those,
no, it's not good
items, it's rubbish.
I think I like the idea of a Pizza Hut salad in principle, because it's like, oh, get your complimentary salad, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not a good salad.
No, it's not good. No, no.
I think I was confused because we've been to the Harvester and they do the same thing, a complimentary salad, and their salad's really nice, actually. Their salad bar. Yeah. And I think I get the two confused.
Uh-huh.
So when we go to Pizza Hut, I'll go up to the salad bar to get my free salad, and it's like, actually, no.
No. But as a menu in total, Dan, what do you reckon? Any good? Pass, fail, B+, B-?
I'll give it a standard B-. Thing.
Yeah. Cool. I think it's all right. I think the fact that she is such a funny person makes up for it and kind of allows for these rogue decisions. If it had been Dynamo, who I like Dynamo, but Dynamo would have chosen this sincerely.
Dynamo.
And but anyway, I can't get back into it. We're
12
episodes further along now. I need to let it go. But next week, Dan, next week, Dan, we have the off menu of, is it Evelyn Mock? Evelyn Mock?
It's one of those.
It's one of those, so we'll be back for that. But thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Yep, we will see you next week. Bye, my friends.
All right, then. Bye. Bye.
And leave a review. That is what you can do.